T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. House will consider impeaching Trump. We have the story.
Kansas governor gives virtual State of the State speech. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Three people are charged with murder in a double homicide near Wichita. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm Rodney Price. The Wichita City Council approves funding for several projects around Wichita. We'll have that story coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Any chance to be outdoors today would be time well spent. It will feel more like spring than the midst of winter. Our complete forecast is on the way.
The House is set to vote on impeachment today.
Vice President Pence was able to block the 25th Amendment attempt, but he won't be able to stop the House from voting to impeach President Trump. For a second time in 13 months, Speaker Pelosi plowing forward, putting pressure on the entire body to vote to impeach. And the list of Republicans willing to vote to impeach is growing. At least 5 Republicans on the record as intending to do so. The total number believed to be possibly as many as 10 to 20 by day's end. Most notable among them, the number 3 GOP leader, Liz Cheney, who heads the conference. She issued this statement saying, "There has never been a greater betrayal by a president of the United States of his office and his oath to the Constitution."
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins reporting.
Governor Laura Kelly focused much of the annual State of the State address last night on the COVID-19 pandemic and avoided outlining broad new initiatives outside of promising to push again for Medicaid expansion.
In the weeks and months to come, we need to get every Kansan vaccinated. We need to get our economy moving, and we need to get all our kids back into the classroom. We need to do it in a way that keeps our budget balanced and with a sense of urgency and focus that Kansans deserve. We cannot let political fights slow us down.
Near the end of the speech, the governor turned to a failed insurrection last week in the U.S. Capitol, saying, quote, "This isn't like any other moment."
3 people are charged with first-degree murder in the shooting deaths of a man and woman near Wichita.
The charges were filed Monday against 32-year-old Michael Wilking, 34-year-old Joshua Halstead, and 28-year-old Jacqueline Arthur, all of Wichita. They are suspects in the deaths of 43-year-old Bradley Reese and 22-year-old Kayla Schmidt. The victims' bodies were found December 29th at a home southwest of Wichita. All 3 suspects are also charged with aggravated burglary and aggravated robbery. Authorities have not said what motivated the shootings. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council approving design funding for a trio of capital improvement projects.
$500,000 has been allocated for the Amidit Bridge over the Arkansas River in northwest Wichita. The work is scheduled for 2022, although at this point the city doesn't know if the bridge will be reconstructed or replaced. A total of $675,000 will go toward the design of 2 projects on West Street, from I-235 to MacArthur Road and from MacArthur Road to 47th Street South. Construction is slated for 2024 and 2025, respectively. The council also approved $600,000 to construct and furnish the National Baseball Congress Baseball Museum at Riverfront Stadium in downtown Wichita. EB Construction, who built the stadium, will oversee the project. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Just hours after the Supreme Court gave approval, the federal government has executed a female death row prisoner from Kansas.
Lisa Montgomery's been put to death, the first female prisoner executed by the Fed since 1953. A lower court had put a stay on her execution, as her lawyer said she was mentally ill and couldn't comprehend that she was going to be put to death. But the Supreme Court ruled soon afterwards against that stay. Montgomery killed by lethal injection in Indiana. Her lawyer said the government stopped at nothing in its zeal to kill this damaged and delusional woman. Montgomery was convicted of killing a pregnant woman in Missouri, then cutting her baby from the womb and claiming it was her own. Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Wichita State and Tulsa renew their rivalry in Coke Arena tonight. We'll have a preview coming up in sports.
One of the Capitol protesters will be getting the type of food he wants while he's in jail. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meissner tells KNSS News, every dose of COVID vaccine received by the county is being used.
Hospital numbers are steady. They vaccinated like 9,000 of all their workers. And I think the VA hospital has vaccinated all of their workers and their patients. And if you're a veteran, I believe you can call the VA right now and start getting on a list to be vaccinated. So I think we're middle of January. I'm hopeful that by the end of February, March, we'll be really close to normal.
Meissner commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. One of the Capitol protesters will be getting the type of food he wants while he's in jail.
The Viking hat-wearing, bare-chested, spear-holding demonstrator infamously photographed on the Senate dais will be granted his wish to eat only organic food behind bars. Jake Angeli hadn't eaten since turning himself in Arizona on Saturday, complaining that regular jail grub wasn't good enough for him. In a court hearing Monday, a judge ordered U.S. Marshals to work with Angeli's lawyer to resolve the issue, and the agency says it will comply with Angeli's dietary restrictions. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Lottery players across the U.S. are hoping to strike it rich this week.
The eighth largest jackpot in U.S. lottery history went off Tuesday night, a whopping $625 million for the Mega Millions. If the winner walks away with a lump sum, they'll pocket nearly $459 million. It's the largest prize in 2 years. The odds of winning, 292.2 million to one. And by the way, Wednesday's Powerball drawing is $550 million. Don't quit your job just yet. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic this morning here in the Wichita area. We are just a couple of hours away from some new road construction that's going to be changing some things. You're going to want to watch out. This is from 9 a.m. this morning. The hillside ramp to eastbound K96 is going to be closed for the rest of the day all the way until 3 p.m. Again, that's the hillside ramp to eastbound K96 closing today at 9 a.m. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And we're getting a little touch of spring here in the middle of January. How long will it last? The KSN Storm Frequency Forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Erica Page. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning. Yes, we're definitely going to be enjoying a lot of the sunshine, those warmer temperatures later on this afternoon. Highs expected near 62 degrees. Soak it in while you can because it will not be here longer. We're going to see a few more clouds drifting in through the overnight hours tonight as temperatures dip back down only near 35 degrees, but it comes with a very strong northwesterly breeze as that cold front comes through. And those increasing clouds will keep us just a little bit on the warmer side, certainly warmer than where we are starting today. We are currently sitting at a chilly 22 degrees here in Wichita.
So today's high in the 60s, you say, somewhere in there?
Yes. Yep, then, 62 degrees.
And cooling off a little bit tomorrow then. All right.
Yep.
Very good. So what's behind all this warm air we've got, right? This warmth we've got right now? Is it high pressure, low pressure? What's going on there?
So high pressure is actually building into our west, but it's not going to be here long. So it's really the thing that's really going to anchor in some of those warmer temperatures for us. But right behind it is a pretty strong area of low pressure. While we aren't going to see any big, you know, rain or snowmakers out of this system, it is going to be an efficient wind maker. And what we're really going to have to watch here over the next 24 hours or so is to see winds gusting at times 50 to even 60 miles per hour.
So tomorrow, heat up the chili or the potato soup, huh?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Erica. Erica Page there, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Erica Page. 712 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Yesterday we had a high temperature in Wichita of 50. Normal high for the day 42, so we were above normal yesterday. And we're going to be way above normal, looks like, again today. 712, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Governor Kelly, in that State of the State virtual speech she gave last night, kind of encouraging all of the politicians in Topeka to set a good example for the rest of the people. Get along and try to find some common ground. So, a hopeful intention, I'm sure, but we'll see what happens. 712, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Starbucks is looking to aid the efforts of small businesses with $100 million in donations. The coffee giant is said to be looking to donate the money to help businesses and communities made up of people of color. Starbucks Resilience Fund will be part of an initiative to continue to step up and support racial and social justice. The company will be spreading the $100 million over the next 4 years to benefit U.S. cities with large populations of Black, Indigenous, or people of color. And I looked at the list, and frankly, it's a list of about the nine or ten biggest cities in America, and it doesn't float all the way down to Wichita. But they're going to put some money in people's pockets and help businesses. All right. We had Shelley and I, my wife and I, yesterday afternoon had a couple of things we needed to do. And, you know, being a happy married couple, we did them together. We went out and got into our car and ran our errands. Not going to share all of them with you, but we're not going to share all of them with you. But we did wind up at the UPS warehouse on Southwest Street. I hadn't been out there in several years. If you've never been out there, I hadn't been out on Southwest Street. Now, if you're going south on West Street from Kellogg, there's a lot of construction there. They've got it down to one lane, and, they're doing some improvements and making some pavement and whatnot. So,
yeah.
But it gets a little weird. But
and it really needed it badly, too, before they started. It was awful.
There's a lot of industrial down there. I hadn't realized over the years that go down south on West Street, you can run into other warehouses and so forth. And the UPS warehouse is down about, I think, with 3,400 block of south. It's down about a couple, 3 miles down there from Kellogg.
Something like that, yeah.
Anyway, it's a huge warehouse and a huge parking lot. And as we pulled in there, there's a spot near the front where it's a small place, a fenced-in place where you go through and you can go into the public section where if you've got a UPS package, that's where you mail it from. You're not really mailing it, are you? You're UPSing it.
Shipping it,
yeah. So cool. That's where we were going. But I noticed this one thing, and went in there, and she had the label done and everything. Shelly's, I don't know, refunding or sending something back. But anyway, I noticed that the parking lot was completely full. I mean, full of cars and trucks, and it's a big parking lot. Holds at least, I would say, several hundred vehicles. And I got thinking, what's going on here? Well, the workers. The UPS apparently is still very, very busy.
They're super busy. The post office is busy.
Yeah, I've seen, and that's a good point, Ted, because I noticed on Sunday night, we had postal trucks, two of them in our neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
on a Sunday night. So, there's still apparently a lot of shipping going on after this big Christmas season, when the holiday season, when people were, ordering and shopping by mail. Shelley did a lot of it this year. She really got on the net. But we did also shop close to home and local companies as well. Got to take care of them. Here's something to think about when you're counting your money and how much you don't have. Elon Musk's reign as the world's wealthiest human lasted 5 days.
Oh, what happened?
Well, the Tesla CEO is back in the number two spot behind Jeff Bezos.
Oh.
After Tesla's stock price tumbled by nearly 8% Monday.
Yee.
Reducing Musk's personal worth by about $14 billion.
Why did that happen?
Not that Musk is going to have it. Doesn't say here why that happened, except that maybe they had a big jump the day before, or a couple days before. Maybe they were just adjusting back again, and somebody was, cooler heads were prevailing. I don't know. But don't worry about Musk having trouble paying rent this month. He's still worth an estimated $182.1 billion.
Ah.
About $6 billion behind Bezos.
So no wonder I don't have any money. Those two guys have it.
Those two guys have all the money in America. Of course, and it's kind of deceptive because a lot of that's tied up in stock, and it's not like they've got all that money in their pocket.
Those two make Charles Koch look like he's down on his luck.
Yeah. But that still, if they wanted to give a get a great big roll of money. I bet you they wouldn't have much trouble doing that.
Well, you wouldn't think.
You know, just, you know, $100 bills or something. But anyway, keeping track of the richest guys in America. 7:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for sports with Ted Woodward. And we've got Shocker basketball at home tonight. And they're playing against a team, a longtime rival. Let's put it that way, right, Ted?
Yep, the Shockers are taking on Tulsa tonight at Polk Arena. Wichita State has won six of its last seven, playing some really good basketball. Shocks are a three-point favorite tonight. Tulsa has not fared well in Wichita in recent years. In fact, they have lost eight times in a row here in this town. That's a 20-year span now. The Shocks, this is the second time these teams have met already this season. A month ago, the Shockers went down to Tulsa and won 67-63. Tonight is the rematch in Wichita. A few more people will be in the building. Coke Arena is now allowed to have 20% capacity, so about 2,100 fans will be at the game. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl will begin their pregame coverage at 5 p.m. The game will tip off at 6 o'clock tonight at Coke Arena, and that is live on 103.7 KEYN. Shocks are a three-point favorite coming into this one. Can we hear from Coach Isaac Brown? Shocker head coach previewing this game against Tulsa here.
When you play a team like Tulsa, you play a team like Houston, the teams that are at the top of our league right now, they are really good defensively. It's hard to go one-on-one against those teams. So you have to be able to execute, and we got to do a better job of executing. We run over our zone sets. We were able to execute the timing of the plays.
Shocks will look to get that execution tonight and get a season sweep over Tulsa. See if they can get that done tonight, 6 o'clock at Coke Arena.
They're going to have a little bit bigger crowd tonight.
Yep, 2,000, 2,100.
Soon it'll be up to 3,000.
Well, we'll see what the health folks keep allowing.
Good.
But so far, so good. We did have college men's basketball action last night for 6th-ranked Kansas on the road at Oklahoma State. KU did not get off to a good start in this one, got behind by 16 points. Roared back to take a lead late in the game and then had some chances down the stretch to make something happen. You heard the game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
And the visitors from Lawrence have the ball. Marcus Garrett walks it up the floor. He's played some of his best ball of his senior season in this second half. He's met near the timeline by Anderson. Garrett looking to drive. Strip going up, blocked by Cunningham. I thought it went out of bounds, but he saved it. Up the floor to Walker. Inside, he shoots. He hit it. And the foul. A kid who struggled mightily in the last 10 minutes just had a prayer answered as he threw it up before his butt hit the turf, and it hung up on the front lip and curled in.
And that's kind of what happened all game long. KU with 23 turnovers, and that led to 37 fast break points for Oklahoma State. And Pokes go on an 8-0 run in the final minute and beat KU. 75-70 was the final score. Here's Kansas head coach Bill Self.
I thought it was very poor. You know, we probably played a pretty competitive 10 minutes. I don't know when we were down 16 and when we went triangle in two, but I thought we played that decent and probably played a pretty competitive 10 minutes. But other than that, I didn't think we were very competitive. I thought they controlled everything with their speed and quickness and our inability to get back in transition.
The Jayhawks had won 11 straight conference road games. That got snapped last night. Jayhawks are now 10-3 on the season. The Kansas City Chiefs in pro football are getting ready for their opening playoff game, trying to defend their Super Bowl championship. Hosting the Cleveland Browns Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock at Arrowhead Stadium, a game you can hear right here on KNSS. And they'll talk about it tonight. It's the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, hosted by the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. Chiefs Kingdom Show at 6 o'clock tonight on KFH. A lot of talk about the Chiefs and the Browns coming up on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And that is, and then in the NBA yesterday, the Brooklyn Nets win at home, beat the Denver Nuggets 122-116. Off the bench for the Nets, former Wichita State Shocker Landry Shamet had 5 points, 4 rebounds, played 16 minutes. The Nets have won 3 of their last 5. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
Now, how did your nephew do in the big matchup between West and Capen last night?
My nephew Logan plays for Capen Mount Carmel.
Right.
Had a couple points, a couple of nice steals in the third quarter, a couple of rebounds. Had a nice run there. Capen ended up winning that game 62-41 at West last night.
41. So, you know, it's a big deal for us because Capen is Ted's alma mater, is that right?
Yeah.
And Wichita West is mine, so whenever they get together and play against each other, we have this friendly
peak of interest and
rivalry.
We even got a relative on the court.
How about that? All right, thanks. It's 7:22 now. Keep it up for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Eighth grader says she prefers at-home schooling to being in class. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.